The hardship of life in a storm-damaged city has actually brought New Yorkers closer together. Many people there have volunteered space in their homes to help out those without a place to stay. And the gathering place for connecting them? The internet. NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
Come on up.
Michael Bagwandan lives in a top-floor apartment on a leafy street in Chelsea. It's a great place. He says so himself.
So we've got, a pretty massive 1,300-square-foot apartment by New York standards. I mean, this is pretty great. You can hear the church bells.
He and his partner sometimes rent their spare bedroom to tourists through the web-based service called Airbnb. But starting this week, they're not charging.
We're opening up our home for free to anyone who has lost their home from the hurricane.
He's responding to an appeal from Airbnb and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. You can see the results on the Airbnb website, hundreds of hosts offering free lodging to storm victims. In the past, Airbnb and the city have been at odds because in some cases, those rentals are technically illegal under state law. The fact that Bloomberg is now seeking Airbnb's help shows just how dire the need really is. Bagwandan says right off the bat, he got 25 requests for his guest room.
It's actually been a little overwhelming. I've actually asked my partner, too, how do I decide who gets to stay here and who doesn't?
That's a thorny problem. Usually, Airbnb hosts can rely on feedback. Guests and hosts review each other, and they try to build good reputations. But most of the storm victims flocking to the site now have never used it before. On his computer, Bagwandan points out their newly minted profiles.
You can see because it says established November 2012, so it's brand new, so I don't even know who's coming here.
One man offered to show Bagwandan his driver's license to prove that he really lives in the Rockaways, where his basement apartment flooded. Bagwandan can also be swayed by the applicant's circumstances. For instance, he got an especially compelling email from a man named Mackie Yakaitis, who said he and his roommate were homeless not because of the storm itself, but because of the prolonged blackouts in New Jersey, which then led to a different kind of disaster.
And somebody fell asleep with the candles on and the house burnt down last night.
Yakaitis knows that the hosts are taking a chance offering free crash pads to people who don't have established Airbnb profiles. So he was pleasantly surprised by Bagwandan's reply.
You know, the first response he gave me was, I'd love to have you guys over. And that was, I didn't even have a profile picture or anything, so.
Bagwandan will meet Yakaitis on Monday. The initial invitation is just for 3 days, but Bagwandan says if they hit it off, who knows? Martin Kosty, NPR News.